Glassboro's program tonight is Cirque du Soleil's...
Good evening, Glassboro. My name is Frank McGuigan. I'm from Pottstown, Pennsylvania. I'll be evaluating you this evening in the ensemble music caption. We're at Delcy Regional High School on October 21st for the Cavalcade of Bands contest. Students, I'd like to wish you the best of luck. Hope you have a great show. I'll be with you as soon as you start. Thanks a lot. Yeah, could use more from the melodic percussion, a little less from the drumline type parts there. Just a little dominant on that side of the pit. Yeah, you can tell the timing is off. Yeah, a little wide with the impacts at the end there, front to back. Yeah. Appreciate the big exposed brass moment as they work across the field. Just listen. They need to pay more attention to the rhythms as they interpret those with their feet. Yeah, a little heavy-handed from the snare drum, I think. It's kind of not really helping the viewer hear what's happening with the winds as they move to the back of the stage. Percussion really slowed this moment down as that developed. Appreciate the exposure there from the woodwinds and brass, but as that developed through the field, around the field, the percussion really slowed that down. Yeah, like exposure there from the woodwinds. Could use a little more from the lower woodwinds through that moment. They have that little embellishment in there. So close there, da-ga-da-ga-da-ga-da from the trumpet. That's hard. That's really fast articulations of those 16th notes. Ooh, careful there. I'm not sure if that embellishment was planned there at the end, trumpet, because it didn't sound like everyone was doing it. Okay, appreciate the recapitulation here. Yeah, having a hard time. Ooh. Of course, as soon as I speak about it, then they kind of fix it, but there's all that 16 notes and the vibes and the marimba is really hard to hear until that 2D phrase at the end. Yeah. Yeah, pretty good job on the 16 notes trumpet, but then da-da-da-da. Wasn't quite locked in terms of the intonation or the rhythm, but certainly appreciate what you're doing before that. Da-ga-da-ga-da, da-ga-da-ga-da again. Yeah, I think you could just taper out that last sousaphone idea to help lend itself into the next idea musically. But certainly appreciate what you're doing in terms of spreading the ensemble because it really exposes all the voices. Appreciate the touch here within the percussion section. I think maybe if the tenor player had maybe some felt or something like that, it wouldn't seem so abrupt. So just get a more of a rounder sound in terms of the overall mode here of the group. The overall texture, I should say, not the mode. Yeah, let's make sure we have all the horns pointed up center. I believe that's a mellophone out there in the center of the field. Appreciate the nice dark sound there from the sousaphones at the end of that phrase. Make sure as you begin the backup, you keep the horns pointed up front, okay, so that way we can hear everything, team. Just having some difficulty with the simultaneous responsibility. Thank you for holding all the way out to the end, trumpet. Love the embellishment in terms of the written work here from the keys up front. Yeah, wasn't quite sure of the timing of these cymbal crashes. It's a little distracting, and especially because it's so heavy from the trumpets. They move away. And God, there's some disconnect there, team. Yeah, really appreciate the variety of material that you're presenting to the audience here. Yeah, it's a whole different shift in musical, in terms of the source material. Yeah, I think sousaphone, especially the sousaphone that's way out on the field, either bring that player out or have the sousaphone player that's right up front bring down a little bit. That way it's a little more balanced in that through that last statement. A little distracting from the percussion section, both from a tempo standpoint and a volume standpoint. It's got a little heavy, started to draw downwards in terms of the tempo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, same thing here with in terms of sousaphone, got to balance this. Really hearing the player in the center, not so much the player up front. Yeah, really appreciate the simultaneous responsibility in terms of the tempo change, team, and as they're weaving through there, really great job in terms of keeping the air moving. Yeah, it's got to listen to all, got to push air all the way through to the end of the phrase. Trumpet. Yeah, wide percussion. Got to be careful. It got real notey there at the end. Weren't quite hanging on, team. I appreciate the effort. Valiant attempt. Just some more work to do in terms of clarity. Good job with the diminuendo from the percussion here. Is the woodwinds and brass enter? Thank you. Yeah, you can just tell the tempo started to drag from the woodwinds and brass as they moved out the side one. Got to be careful. Got to keep the energy going. Got to keep the air moving through the instruments, team. Good job with the cutoff upper brass. Yeah, appreciate that moving eighth note part there. Sousaphone, make sure when we get to the end of the phrase, sousaphone and trumpet, don't overplay, don't overblow at the end of that. Yeah, I would bring out all this out from the marimba vibe so much more because they're the melody now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, vertically. Yeah, vertical alignment, really good, really strong in there between the percussion section there. It wasn't quite reading that vibe moment at the very end. Wasn't sure what that was supposed to be. Da, 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 that's fast. You gotta be able to push through that there. Trumpet, upper voices. Yeah, good crescendo there from the percussion section in the field to support that sousaphone moment. Thank you. Yeah, could use a little more from the woodwinds or less from the sousaphone in terms of that call and response kind of idea as they started to merge there in the center of the field. Oh, I wasn't quite sure if that was going to end together or not, percussion. But you made it through to the end of that impact, especially a snare drummer, tenor player. I wasn't quite sure if that was going to lock in by the end there, but good recovery there at the end. All right, team, it looks like you've finished. Appreciate what everyone's bringing to the table. I just think there's some things that you can do in terms of the balance between the two sousaphone players, balance of the percussion section up front. They're doing a lot to certainly to support the group, but at times it got overbearing. So there's some work you can do with that, with the dynamically and with the tempo-wise as well. So I hope my commentary was helpful to you tonight. Great job from the performers, and best of luck.